Both Wilson and Moise have been endorsed by a president in the race to represent the newly drawn district. Wilson was endorsed by President Obama last week, and Moise was endorsed by Haitian President Michel Martelly in May. Wilson told the Miami Herald that Martelly's endorsement has the potential to divide the electorate between Haitian Americans and African Americans.
I'm just waiting for him to try to disparage my character that I have built with this community, holding my multi-ethnic community together, and him trying to divide this in a race between African Americans and Haitian Americans. I will not allow him to do that.
Moise's campaign manager, Willis Howard, says he has not been doing that. Howard pointed out that Moise has never mentioned Martelly's endorsement in the campaign, but he said Wilson has brought it up again and again.
She's the one who's been talking about this over and over. And once again, it's gotten us away from what we should be dealing with, the real problems of District 24. Unemployment is rampant in the streets.
Jobs may be the deciding issue. Sean Foreman is a political science professor at Barry University, which is in District 24.
That district has been hit especially hard by foreclosures and unemployment. It's one of the poorest districts in the state, let alone the country.
District 24 includes parts of Overtown and Southern Broward. Foreman says since Wilson has served a term in Congress already, Moise has an uphill battle to climb. I'm Luke Cohen in Miami.